So we do have faith that is activated in our lives. There are so many things that we believe for on a daily basis. All of us do. I believe there's a faith available for you and I that we can know that our life can be trusted in the hands of faith in God. Our life can be trusted in the hands of Bible faith. We've all heard the term, seeing is believing. Jesus said this in John 20:29, you believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who believe and yet have not seen. You see, there's a seeing faith and there's an unseen faith. And real power is in the unseen faith. Real power is believing in the unseen. The Gospel of John 1:1, the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. Jesus Christ is more than just written Word. Jesus Christ is the living Word. And we are called to have faith in the living Word of God. So we look at Jesus Christ, His life and the things that He's done, the things that He declares and the things that He's doing right now, because the Bible says that Jesus forever makes intercession for you and I. He's interceding. He's praying for you and I. So believing in the Word is also believing that we have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords making intercession for us. So as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there are things that you can build on that faith. It changes your life. Whenever you come into the graces of the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation by His precious blood, then there's a whole bunch of stuff you can build on that. He rewards a person that will take time to read His Word, to pray, to fellowship with Him, to sit there sometimes and just meditate on the fact that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It takes faith to believe that He's actually going to reward that time that you spend with Him, that time you take to build relationship with Him. It takes faith to know that He's going to reward that. And unfortunately, when we don't do that, we don't experience the One who imparts a zest of life to us. But if we'll take time to spend with Him, we can rest assured that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Speaks to us very, very clearly. The Bible says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So the grace that is released to us for salvation comes as a gift, but also the faith that we need in order to receive the grace that leads us into salvation also comes as a gift. So that faith that it takes to have a relationship with God, to please God, is actually a gift from God. Actually, God releases that to us when we come to Him. When we make a choice for God, when we choose to accept God as our personal Lord and Savior, when we make that choice for God to come into our life, we become qualified. When we make the decision, God won't make the decision for us, but He will release the faith to believe when we do make the decision. John 6:47 says, for he who believes in me has everlasting life. We choose to believe what Jesus says. Therefore, we take His word by faith. We have to make that choice. It's not just an acknowledgement that God's word is true. It's more than that. It's basing your life on the fact that God's word is true. Jesus and His word are one. When Jesus has instructed us in the scriptures to love one another, and we love one another, we are participating in the life of Christ. But if we refuse, if we turn around and go another way, and we don't pay attention to our brothers and sisters in Christ, we are not embracing Jesus. Because we cannot embrace Jesus and neglect His word. We can't embrace Jesus and not embrace His word. In James chapter 2, verse 20, listen to this. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. Therefore, it must take some kind of works to have a faith that is alive. So their faith and works are hooked together. Faith is brought to life by works, James 2:20. Faith and works coming together.